The Dicey Details of the Federal Government's New School Choice Tax Credit Program by Corey Codell. During his State of the State address in January, Governor Mike Kehoe indicated Missouri is opting into the federal government's New School Choice Tax Credit Program. The program resembles Missouri's Mo Scholars Program. Taxpayers can receive a dollar-for-dollar federal tax credit for donations up to $1,700 annually to a scholarship-granting organization, or SGO, in Missouri. The SGO then distributes scholarships to families in Missouri seeking alternatives to their residentially assigned public schools. For many families, the scholarships will be used to pay private school tuition, but the potential is broader. At least two public school districts in Missouri already participate in Mo Scholars, allowing non-resident students to use scholarships to pay transfer tuition. A similar arrangement may be possible under the federal program. Funds could also support homeschooling expenses, tutoring, after-school programs, or enrollment in a microschool. Microschools are a fast-growing but loosely defined sector, and there is no clear consensus on what defines one. The eligibility criteria are still unsettled. Non-traditional providers are pushing for few guardrails and minimal regulation, while others argue for stronger oversight and quality controls. I have mixed feelings. The real value of this program is its potential to expand Missouri's education marketplace. Competition improves quality in virtually every sector of the economy, and education is no exception. But markets don't work well when consumers have poor information, so I'd like quality controls and transparency so parents can make informed choices. Here's the tension. Expanding choice and imposing quality controls can work against each other. To illustrate, consider a heavily regulated system in which schools that accept the tax credit payments must administer standardized tests, publicly report results, and disclose detailed information about their curricula and finances. This level of transparency would reassure policymakers, but the problem is that we cannot force private providers to participate. And if we make it too difficult and too costly to participate, which schools are the most likely to opt out? The answer: the ones that already have plenty of customers without this new program, likely the best schools. And if the best schools opt out, it undermines the value of the education marketplace we're trying to build in the first place. This is a complicated problem. See here for a deeper discussion in the context of research that finds negative effects of a voucher program on student achievement in Louisiana. I don't have all the answers, but I hope Missouri lawmakers think carefully about how to strike the right balance, particularly if the federal government gives states meaningful discretion in implementation, which I expect it will. I'd favor a middle-of-the-road approach that requires participating schools to provide straightforward, low-cost information, but without overly burdensome regulations or reporting requirements. I want the best education providers to open their doors to more Missouri students. I don't want to scare them away. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.